And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, the Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. Hello.
Happy Friday, Mary Charlotte.
Happy
Friday.
You. Thank you. I took a little vacay.
Me too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Went to Vegas for the 20th anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And thank you. It
How
was
do you
awesome.
Make a relationship work for so long?
Work completely opposite schedules, so you barely see each other. I'm serious. It totally works. Make sure your partner is either a musician or a bartender, and you can never go wrong. If you're a 9-to-5-er. If you're
right.
both in the bar business, you're both screwed.
On that note, good morning.
Good morning.
And there's a whole lot of stuff going on this weekend, and shall we first and foremost talk about the kitty who's available?
Yes, let's. You want to get rid? You want to do the cat thing right away?
Talk about.
Do you have a dog thing to kind of like balance against it?
I don't. I think the whole rest of this show is a dog thing balanced against it. But right now, the featured cat of the week from Felines and Friends is named, get this, Voltron.
Ooh.
He's a wonderful cat who likes catnip and likes to sit around and watch what his human companions are doing. Sometimes wants to join in the activities. He's a big boy with short black and white coat. If you're interested in adopting Voltron, call 316-2281. That's in the 505 area code. You can also go to fnfnm.org, ask Felines and Friends at yahoo.com. There. I've said it.
Yahoo.com.
Yep.
You said it. You're right. There is a lot going on. We've got I believe the Thirsty Ear Festival is getting started this week, isn't it? Isn't there a kickoff on Thursday? Let me look at Maine.
You know, I got home last night at midnight, so, the answer is I don't
you
know.
You don't know. Let me see here. Thirsty Ear Festival kickoff party is on Thursday the 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. It's the legendary Shack Shakers and Texas trio the Dirt Daubers. And I believe the whole festival this year is at Santa Fe Soul instead of at the big dusty Bonanza Ranch in the middle of nowhere.
All right.
And last year they had like two or three venues, but this year I think it's pretty much all in one place. Anyway, there's an awesome story about the festival in today's Pasatiempo on page 34. And tickets for Thirsty Ear available at the Dalenzik, so you can get sort of day passes or full festival passes. And you can find out who's on the schedule by going to thirstyearfestival.com.
Excellent. That's always good times.
And I'm sure that there's a link to tickets there. But, you know, you got your regulars on the bill. You got Poe Girls coming back, and she's looking good. There's a great story about Pasatiempo today. Thirsty Ear Festival. I believe this is the 12th one or the 13th one. I think it's the 12th. Anyway, I don't want to say annual because I think they might have skipped a year.
Well,
there.
Thirsty Ear is good.
Yes.
Check it out. Heath Concerts presents the Santa Fe Rail Yard Free Movie and Concert Series, which is sponsored in part by KSFR.
Mm-hmm.
And June 1st, which I believe is today, animated film Rango stars Johnny Depp right after sunset at Rail Yard Park. And then tomorrow, the rock group The Bodines are at Rail Yard Plaza starting at 7 o'clock. More information at heathconcerts.org. Heath as in Heath Bar.
Yes. And here's a cool one. On Wednesday the 6th at the Rail Yard Park, the outdoor part there. It's kind of, I call it the performance green just because it's more of a park. Anyway, this band called Fun, it's F-U-N with a period. And it's a great indie pop trio from New York. Now is opening. These guys have been all over the map. I believe today or this weekend they're performing live at the MTV, is it Video Music Awards? I don't know. Whatever MTV does these days, it has very little to do with music. But these guys are great, and it's a free show, and it's presented by Heath Concerts. So 6 p.m., comes on, and then 7:30 p.m. we've got Fun on, and that's Wednesday the 6th.
And, of course, don't forget Salsa at the Lodge tonight. I assume Salsa at the Lodge tonight because it's Salsa at the Lodge every night, every Friday night. And they play salsa, bachata, merengue, all kinds of good things, and starts at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Starts at 9 o'clock in the evening. There's a ton of openings already. I mean, like, we haven't even hit, like, official summer yet, and the whole first page of the Pasatiempo calendar is openings. There's a great one at Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium called Ferris. It's a retrospective of works by Ferris Gallery artists, the Ferris Gallery in L.A. So it's work that was exhibited between 1957 and 1966. There's a reception there tonight from 5:30 to 9, and that's up through July 14th, so you have some time, but the reception is this evening. Also, Doodle for Google Winter Showcase is today. Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex over there on Grant Avenue. So it's work from students grades K through 12, and there's a reception from 5 to 7. This Google Doodle thing, have you heard about this contest? I believe
no.
It's like every state sort of, you know, they have a contest, and New Mexican ran a story the other day about the winning design, I believe. And but this is up through June at the Education Annex, but this should be a lot of fun to see the student work. Bodo Eye Gallery has a great show called Double Life. It's photographs by Kelly Connell. And I wrote a story about Kelly and her work in today's Pasta Tiempo. It's on page 44. There's a reception at Bodo Eye tonight from 4:30 to 6:30. And that's over there on Garcia Street.
And Charlotte Jackson Fine Art in the Rail Yard District has an opening tonight from 5 to 7. Joan Watts, Poems and More. And that's going to be on display. Can't read it because it's too small, but for a while. And what else?
Oh, here we go. Talking about you did the kitty thing. This is an all-inclusive animal adoption event. The Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society fundraiser and pet adoption. Hosted by Seventh Ray Skincare, which is at 2019 Galisteos Street. And let's see. In conjunction with the skincare place's 20th anniversary. I'm assuming this is compassionate skincare products, or I'm assuming that you wouldn't have one.
That they don't do any animal testing?
Exactly. You can find out more information by calling 982-9865. The event is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's at Seventh Ray Skincare.
Okay.
Never heard of it, but it's out there.
It's out there.
So there we go. We've taken care of the dogs.
And the cats.
Now I feel better. We can move on.
Michael McGarrity is speaking on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium and signing copies of his latest book, Hard Country, which is the first part of a trilogy, which is a prequel to his mystery books, which are very good. But I think this may be the best thing. I haven't read every single book he's written, but this may be the best thing he's ever written. It's a long, fabulous novel that starts in right after the Civil War.
Yeah.
And you get a sense of New Mexico way back when, and it's very well done.
Not only that, but you get a sense of the family history of some of the characters that he writes about in earlier books.
Exactly. Kevin Kearney.
Yes.
And his grandfather or great-grandfather, whatever, is John Kearney.
Yes.
Who is just such a great guy.
Yeah.
This is Kevin.
When he did his first signing for the book, I mean, everyone was coming upstairs at Pasta Tiempo and asking us for a copy of the book. And for some reason, the copy that we have disappeared. And I just, golly, I don't know where it went. Sorry.
You don't have it.
No.
I'm sure.
No, not at all.
Sure.
No, because I like to share. I'm a sharer.
Have you heard of the Bio Blitz Challenge today through Sunday at the Randall Davey Audubon Center?
No.
Community members are invited to join in an exploration of biodiversity in Santa Fe's important bird area. And it's a three-day event, which will basically feature daily programs led by local experts on topics including birds, beavers, stars, moths, native plants, reptiles, amphibians, and pollinators. So you can look at a whole schedule of events at nm.audubon.org, and it actually looks like fun, and it looks like it could be really interesting. Also, the telephone number is 505-231-6361. There was a moth trying to get into my window last night because it was light inside. There was a moth banging on it. And I started thinking about the importance of moths in ecosystems, and they are food for bats and for other creatures and all of that.
That's all they're good for is food. for other creatures, really.
Is that about, well, that's what I was wondering. Maybe they're good for other things, too. I don't know if they're pollinators, though. But they're, I'm sure they're good for... Anyway, if you want to learn what moths are good for, you can go to this bio blitz. It should be good fun. What? You're laughing.
No, I just... I hate moths.
Ah.
Anyway.
The ones that get into your sweaters, those are very evil.
Yeah. I'm wearing a pair of shorts right now that are moth-eaten, but I'm not going into the office, so I don't care.
Right.
But it's one of the reasons I hate
but
moths.
But now everybody in the greater Santa Fe area knows that
yes.
your shorts are moth-eaten, whereas if you'd worn them to work,
that's
only
right.
a half a dozen people would.
That's right. So if you want to see this, you got to come down and check it out. Hey, in 2009, Samantha Crane, who has an amazing voice, she's a wonderful singer-songwriter from Shawnee, Oklahoma, took the main stage at the Thirsty Ear Festival, and she was touring in support of an EP, and she's back, but she's not playing the festival. I believe she's playing from 2 to 5 p.m. Tomorrow, June 2nd, at Cowgirl Barbecue. Hopefully she's playing outside. I haven't seen many bands playing outside there, but I don't get downtown much on Saturdays. So, but Samantha Crane, great voice. You know, she's got a lot of interesting influences, including Radiohead and Woody Guthrie. Go and check her out. She's got a really unique voice And she's touring in support of this album where she's actually explores, each song explores her relationship with a particular person in her life. And it's, all of her work is very personal, but it's also very well crafted. So go check it out Saturday from 2 to 5 at Cowgirl on Guadalupe Street.
This Sunday at Garcia Street Books, there is a reading for poet and recording artist Michael C. Ford and poet and short story author John Macker. And Michael C. Ford has been nominated for a Grammy for his spoken word CD, Language Commando. And John Macker has lived in northern New Mexico and on the Santa Fe Trail for the last 17 years. And his latest book is called it's called Underground Sky. So that's Garcia Street Books on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Neato. Sunday at Caldera Gallery. You ever been to Caldera?
I know where it is. It's
over
in my neighborhood.
Baca
I haven't.
Street?
I haven't been in. We've had them on the air.
Yeah,
they're great.
They're a wonderful group of people, which is like a group of two. But anyway, on Sunday, from 3 to 6 p.m., they're having this thing called Reclaim Your Generation, and it's basically an exhibit of recycling-themed work by members of Fine Arts for Children and Teens.
Yay.
And it's from the Fine Arts for Children and Teens Advisory Board, Attention Creative Teens, ACT Act, basically. Is
okay.
What it's called. So that exhibit has the reception on Sunday from 3 to 6. It's up through July 1st, but they're really cool cats, man. You know, they're doing fun stuff in the Baca Street neighborhood.
Yeah. It's a nice little neighborhood, counterculture and
yeah.
a little complex over there.
There's some glass work going on up
yeah.
in there, and they have Opposite Bookstore, which
right.
is awesome.
Right.
They have a great, like, there's so many things in there I want to buy. But
now today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little sad to report, is the final event of Santa Fe Complex.
That's right.
Santa Fe Complex is going out with a bang, and tonight from 6 to 10, there will be two simultaneous shows. CIRE, is it Sire? 1 year birthday bash is happening. And the closing event for the Ghost in Armor show, curated in by friends of Santa Fe Complex, Matt Wright and Janine Najera. And go to sfcomplex.org for more information. I guess they've been having some trouble with funding, but they've been a wonderful organization, and they've done some terrific shows. They're in a location now over on 2nd Street. It's 1807 2nd Street, Suite 107. So go give them your support tonight from 6 to 10.
Absolutely. Hey, the weather is so beautiful that there's tons of garden tours coming up.
Yeah.
For one reason or another, people are showing off their gardens. So we've got the... El Dorado Area Gardening Tour. which is it's the third annual self-guided tour. Runs 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Includes 6 private residential gardens. And then it also includes the El Dorado Elementary and Middle School Community Garden and Outdoor Classroom, which is an awesome place. My god, kids go to school out there, and they get their hands dirty, and they're going to know what they're doing. They're going to know how to grow their own food by the time they leave there.
Which is a good thing to know.
Yeah. So that's if you go to the La Tienda Center around 10 a.m., and that's in El Dorado on Avenida Vista Grande on Saturday, then you can pick up, like, I guess, a map or something to get to the tour.
Excellent.
And then there's another one. When is it? There's another one. Oh, the 17th Annual Santa Fe Botanical Garden Tour, right? The iconic East Side. It's the first of 2 self-guided tours. This is Sunday the 3rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Advanced tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org. That's the Lenzic downtown. I'm sure you could walk up and grab some tickets. There's a second tour on June 10th. So 17th annual.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some of us are trying for the first time to actually grow plants.
And how's that working out?
Let's put it this way. I seek help.
You seek help?
Yeah. I seek and get help.
Okay.
I can't do
you
it all by myself.
You can always call on me. Jason and I.
You're good gardeners. You are good gardeners.
Yes, we are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I've got more arugula than I know what to do with.
I can help you with that.
Which makes me an elitist.
No, it doesn't. It makes you Italian.
Oh.
Agape Stassinopoulos, Unbinding the Heart, a Dose of Greek Wisdom, Generosity, and Love. Agape Stassinopoulos will be at Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow at 3:30, reading from her book. She was born and raised in Athens, and she went to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts and has written this book. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post. And so it's Saturday at 3, and then on Saturday at 6, also at Collected Works, Craig Johnson is introducing his book, As the Crow Flies, a Walt Longmire mystery. And there is a publicity photo of Craig Johnson peeking out of a rusty old green pickup truck with his cowboy hat on, which probably sets the tone of his books. And then on Monday, June 4th at 6 o'clock, again at Collected Works, Eric Sandweiss is reading from his book, or presenting his book, The Day in Its Color, Charles Cushman's Photographic Journey Across a Vanishing America. And I guess it was from a time when just the very beginning of color photography. So it's a lot of Kodachrome photography in that book. That should be interesting.
Oh, sweet.
And then David King Dunaway, it will be talking about his book on Wednesday, June 6th at 6 o'clock. It's called A Route 66 Companion. And it's fiction, poetry, memoir, and oral history about America's Great Highway. So lots and lots of stuff.
That sounds neat.
Yep. Collected Works and Garcia Street Books, 2 of our many independent bookstores.
Yes, bookeries.
Bookeries.
Uh-huh.
Bookerias.
Hey, did we mention the Alzheimer's Poetry Project?
I think we heard a spot about it, but we did. Please tell us.
I'll give a quick rundown. Poets Joanne Dwyer and Carrie Griffo and Michelle Otero are going to present work that was created by Santa Feans living with dementia in assisted living centers and adult daycare. And this is from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. on Thursday the 7th at Legends Santa Fe at 125 Lincoln Avenue. There's no charge for this event, and you can find out more by calling 577-2250.
And I believe that's a brainchild of Gary Mex Glazner, who used to be on the show a lot. Yeah, he used to live in Santa Fe.
You're so right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's profound work that they're doing.
Yeah. I've never been. Hopefully I can get away. Maybe I'll do that before I go see Fun on the 7th.
Kamusha.
Oh, no. Ooh, wait. Spring Festival and Children's Fair out at Las Golondrinas. This is awesome. It's reenactments with costumed quote-unquote villagers baking bread and shearing sheep.
Shearing
sheep, baby.
Excellent.
Games and hands-on activities for kids, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Sheep need some shearing this time of year.
Yeah. And it's it says in the calendar through Sunday, May 3rd. That would be a mistake. It's actually Sunday, June 3rd.
Right, which would be the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. But if you call 471-2261, you can find out more information. Kids 12 and under, there's no charge, which is why they call it a children's fair and spring festival.
Excellent.
So that'll be fun.
Kamusha Women's Marimba Ensemble and Sam Lunt are playing today from 5:30 to 7:30, a free concert, a free event in the courtyard of the St. Francis Auditorium to help launch the Santa Fe International Marimba Festival, which is on the web at santafemarimbafestival.org. And Sunday, June 3rd, from noon to 1 on the balcony of the gardens above La Casa Sena, and Tuesday, the 5th of June, from 5:30 to 7 in front of the Worrell Gallery on the corner of Palace and Washington. So go check out. It's such lovely, fun music, this marimba music that they play here in Santa Fe.
There's a lot of it here.
There's a lot of it. We there had is. A couple of years ago, a poet from Zimbabwe came to Santa Fe to do a reading, and he just couldn't believe how much Zimbabwean music there was all around him. He's like, what is this?
What's the deal?
Here are these nice white people playing our music.
Really quick, because I can hear a little music in the background. Surviving Progress. You see, I noticed I'm wearing
No, we've got a couple minutes
we
left.
Do?
Yes.
I'm wearing my The Screen t-shirt that was given to me very graciously by Peter Grendel, who manages The Screen over there.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And
runs a great theater.
Runs a great theater, a tight ship. And opening, I believe, Friday is Surviving Progress, which is a great documentary. There's a review of it by Jennifer Levin. She gave it 3.5 chilies.
Mm.
And Jennifer, I think among
she's a tough critic.
All pasta critics, she's the toughest.
Ah.
And so 3.5 is... That means it's darn good.
It means it's darn good.
And there's a great review of it on page 52 by Jennifer in today's Pasa Tiempo. And it looks sort of scary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, we're living in scary times in case you decide to pay attention.
Yeah.
They're nice times too, but... Meet the composer and author Stephen Arnold, a story of six strings, today from 6 to 8 at Dudelet's at 120 Don Gaspar Avenue here in Santa Fe. Did you hear about that?
I actually interviewed Stephen, and there's a story in today's Pasa Tiempo with some amazing photographs from his book.
Oh, good.
He's got a great story about a 1840 guitar that he has in his collection that he had photographed in front of the Basilica downtown. And... Well, you'll just have to read my story.
Yes, we will have to read your story. Red Mountain Press invites you to the launch of Hazards of Grace by Gary Worth. Wow, there's just a kiss on the air. Gary Worth Moody. That's Sunday at 5:30 at the Russian Art Gallery, which is at 216 Galisteo here in Santa Fe. And the reading will be followed by a reception and book signing. Ooh, I hear the music now.
You hear the music now?
Yep.
We gotta remember that the anime series is continuing at CCA.
Yes.
So there's a couple of things. My Neighbor Totoro, four chilies.
Four chilies.
Four chilies.
Not 3.5.
Nope. We're talking four chilies. And so anyway, if you go to the CCA CCA's website and go to the Cinematheque part of it, you can find out the dates of all these great anime films.
Emotional Portraits with Rima Miller and others is a production of Axel Contemporary, and it's today and tomorrow from 5 to 7 at the Rail Yard Shade Structure, Axel Contemporary being the mobile art gallery here in Santa Fe. So much more, but you know what? You just can't get to it all. Geist Cabaret at Pronzo and so many other things, but you know?
I know.
We do the best we can.
We do the best we can.
Rob
Duvall. But that's what we don't get in. That's why we have Pasa Tiempo.
That's why we have Pasa Tiempo. Check it out. Go read the Pasa. Pick up a copy of it every day, but particularly on Fridays. Well, you can't pick it up every day.
Right. And also, I want to mention that sometimes people change or cancel events at the last minute. We will let you know if we find out via our Facebook and Twitter pages. So if you follow Pasa Tiempo on Twitter, which is at Pasa Tweet. Or just join the Pasa Tiempo page on Facebook. We'll let you know about changes in times and dates, and you can sound off about things that you've seen and all kinds of stuff. We'd like you to participate in our social networking environment.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Rob DeWalt is with us. Ciao.
Bye.